Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're revving up the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending February 7th, 2015. Grammy excitement is in the air. Can you feel it? It's electric, I tell you. Every artist in this week's lineup has either already won or is nominated for a Grammy Award. It all starts in fifth place with seven-time winner Taylor Swift. I'll have more after Shake It Off. Taylor Swift meets herself coming and going in this week's top five. It starts in fifth place where Shake It Off holds steady. Taylor has won seven Grammy Awards beginning in 2010. She took home four trophies that year, including Album of the Year for Fearless. Taylor is falling in fourth place with Blank Space while she awaits the arrival of this coming Sunday's Grammy battle. She's in the running for three awards, and I'll tell you all about it after the song. 'Cause we're young and we're reckless. We'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless, or with a nasty scar. Got a long list of ex-lovers. They'll tell you I'm insane, but I've got a blank space, baby, and I'll write your name. Taylor Swift dips a slot to number four with Blank Space from her 1989 album. Here in 2015, Taylor is chasing Grammy Awards for Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Best Pop Solo Performance, all for the track you heard earlier in the show, Shake It Off. She'll be going up against our third place hit for Song of the Year. I'll look at Hozier after Take Me to Church.
Take me to church, I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife.
A slot to number three with Take Me to Church. Last year, this song became a smash after its hard-hitting video went viral. To date, it's racked up 93 million views on YouTube. Andrew Hozier Byrne says the past few months have been a bit unbelievable, including his Song of the Year Grammy nomination. Holding fast to second place is Ed Sheeran, whose own story is pretty amazing. He was more or less homeless while establishing himself as a singer-songwriter. Ed's also in the Grammy race, as you'll hear after Thinking Out Loud.
So honey, now take me into your loving arms. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Place your head on my beating heart. I'm thinking now.
Thinking Out Loud from Ed Sheeran, who says that as a struggling musician, he sometimes had no fixed address and slept in friends' apartments. Those days are long gone. Ed has six Grammy nominations under his belt, including three this year for Album of the Year, Best Pop Vocal Album, and Best Song Written for Visual Media. Now, between them, our two chart toppers have five Grammy wins. I'll look at Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars after Uptown Funk.
Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. 'Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
'Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
'Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars rule the Billboard Hot 100 chart for a fourth week with Uptown Funk. Mark is a three-time Grammy winner. In 2008, he took Non-Classical Producer of the Year, Record of the Year, and Best Pop Vocal Album, stemming from his work with Amy Winehouse on Back to Black. Bruno is a two-time winner, Best Male Pop Vocal Performance and Best Pop Vocal Album for Unorthodox Jukebox. The Grammy Awards happen on Sunday, and later in the week, we'll look at an all-new hit list. Thanks for swinging by today. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.